Welcome back. Tonight we're joined by Christine Baez, the writer and director of an anti-romantic comedy short film called Divorce Photographer. To check out the project, go to tinyurl.com/divorcepics. I ran across your Kickstarter campaign, and I really like the premise because it's different, and I feel like it's something that we haven't seen before. Which, I mean, nowadays is like rare. You know, it seems like you just kind of recycle the same thing. You see it over and over again. And I wanted to talk to you because I like the idea. But then I saw your reel on your website, and now I have a vested interest in this being good because I want us to be best friends so you can help me make my giant tiger movie.
You have a tiger movie?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Godzilla and Pacific Rim, they were big hits. And so now we need to make more movies with giant things destroying cities. And your reel was really impressive. I thought you had kind of like a neat style. And so now you need to help us.
All right. Well, you're just going to have to fly me to wherever you are.
Right. Abandon your dreams and just get on board with us.
All right. I'll get on that tomorrow.
So where did you come up with this idea? I guess we should actually get into what the idea is first.
Sure. But... yeah. So I actually am a photographer is my kind of my main background. That's what I studied in college and what I started out as. And I always kind of shot weddings on the side. It was never really my main thing, but, you know, it was always good money on the side.
Friends said, hey, you're a photographer. Will you shoot my wedding?
Actually, I started out by working with other professional photographers. I was an assistant or a second shooter for them.
Right.
And then I kind of learned the ropes that way. And then eventually I said, hey, I can actually, you know, I'm confident enough to do this on my own. So I was doing it for a little while. And like I said, it was never really my 100% focus, my 100% passion. But, you know, it was, like I said, good money on the side. And I did a good job at it. So people were willing to pay me. So, So basically, I started to kind of move away from shooting weddings once I started to get more into filmmaking a few years ago. And I just had so much on my plate and I kind of had to cut back on a few things. And around that time, I was just brainstorming with a friend, to be honest. And I have kind of my group of people that I work with that I love to work with. And we were just kind of throwing ideas around. And I just said, what if somebody asked me to shoot their divorce? And that was the beginning of the idea. And it just sort of spiraled. It was one of those things your brain lights up and it spirals into all these other what if questions. You know, when you're brainstorming any idea, I think you come up with a lot of ideas, like put it that way. I have many, many ideas for many different projects, but this was one that just really stuck. Like it wouldn't leave me alone, basically. So the question kept on coming back into my head and kept on coming back. And it's stayed with me to this day. So basically, eventually I wrote the first draft of the short film. And then I started to workshop it around. People really liked it. People really responded to it. They loved the idea. They loved the concept. And it always got people really excited too, because whenever I did like a staged reading or anything, people would basically say, oh, well, what if you did this? And what if you did that? So it really got people talking, which was great. Over the years, it's developed and it's just kind of gone further and further along those lines.
Well, like, I almost have to wonder if that would be like a really good marketable thing. I mean, like, you know, beyond your film, which it's a great idea, I think, as like a thing to actually try to go out and market doing. Because I mean, you have the people all the time that you know yeah. why are divorces so expensive? Because they're worth it, you know. And I would imagine that there are people that would hire you to document that.
Right, right. Well, this is actually what I kind of want. kind of a funny story about that. And this is part of the reason I'm actually offering this. You can actually hire me as a divorce photographer through the Kickstarter campaign. And it's me sort of putting it out there like, hey, is anyone actually into this? Do you guys actually, like, are there people who actually want to do this? Because if so, please contact me and let's do it. Because, you know, in a nutshell, one of the themes of the film is, why do we only show the happy moments in life? Why don't we celebrate the difficult times in the same way we celebrate, you know, marriages and all those other things? So it's really looking at the flip side of that. And I just think, like, especially with social media now, like, we all have these very carefully crafted online personas, and we're only showing the good parts. And you get this impression of people like, oh my God, they're living the good life and all that. And it's really just like, it's not the whole story. And I think it'd be really cool if we could celebrate difficult times in our life with photography. I think that would be awesome.
No filter.
Well, even further than that, though, right? Like, you know, could people actually be comfortable with the idea of me shooting their divorce, right? I think that would be really interesting.
You know, that whole idea, I guess, that occurred to me really recently, too. My wife's grandma passed just this last week, and I kind of thought about it. I know that she had some difficult times with her husband. You know, he died many years ago, but they stayed together for the kids, and if you look at all of the pictures from their life, you would never really see any of that. And I'm sure most of the stories that she also told her grandchildren and her children were probably geared more towards the positive rather than these are the roadblocks that we faced and this is what made us stronger, you know, as a parental unit or as people in general. We got through this. I thought, like, just this week, I'm like, you know what would be really interesting is to take, you know, just like a really condensed version of somebody's life and through their difficult relationships. And like, if you could watch like a 3-hour movie of their whole life of stories that they might not have told you, just to kind of get an idea of the struggles that they went through. So I guess I completely agree with this idea.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, some of the most powerful photographs out there are actually, you know, actual photojournalists who are out covering news stories, which are obviously can be very difficult and very intense. But it's kind of like you get two extremes. You get like the news, which is often really bad photos, and then you get like people trying to gloss over their lives too much. And it's kind of like, why can't we do that middle ground where we just look at, like you said, like the whole of your life? Because nobody has a perfect life. I mean, come on, like everyone has ups, everyone has downs. And it's just like, I just keep wondering, like, why do I always hide the difficult stuff? Because if anything, that's the time you need to reach out to people. That's the time you need to be honest with your friends and say, hey, look, like, I'm going through a hard time. I need some help. Can you help me out? Can you?
Have you gotten a lot of responses from people that would actually be interested in this service, you know, outside of the divorce photography? Because I wonder, you know, a lot of times divorces, obviously marriages ended pretty bitterly. You know, I've only met a handful of people who were just like, you know, I think we've grown apart. You know, I don't think this is working. You know, let's move on amicably. We'll split everything. We'll sell the house. You know, we'll move on. I wonder how many people would say, hey, you know what? Let's document this. Let's say we tried it. You know, we didn't do it. You know, let's put this on our, you know, put it in our photo album and say, you know, this is one of the roadblocks.
Be honest, I haven't had anyone take me up on my offer yet, but if anyone would like me to shoot their divorce, like I said, I'm more than willing right now because I'm really interested to see what that would turn up.
I would love to see it.
Yeah. It would definitely take a person who is open enough and willing because, you know, it is like, I acknowledge, like, it's... when you're going through a difficult event, it's hard to be like, okay, bring in the camera crew, right? but this, I like to think, you know, I would treat it with a sensitivity and it wouldn't be just kind of glorifying it. It would be just an acknowledgement because I really do think that, yes, the end of relationships sucks. You know, we've all been through breakups. It's difficult. It's painful. But at the same time, some of the times I've grown the most as a person has been after I've gone through a breakup. So it's like, it's this great opportunity for personal growth and for learning a lot about yourself and who you are. And I just think like, in many ways, that's to be celebrated. Like the actual going through it can suck, but it's like who you become at the end of that breakup can actually be a really positive thing.
And I think that'd be an excellent like piece of closure too. I mean, you're flipping through the photo album and you happen to see a picture of your ex and, you know, it's a happy time picture and all you do is you start reminiscing on good times. You're like, why did we ever break up? And you know, if you had that closure, that piece of photography, it's like, oh yeah, you know, this is where we ended up.
Right.
The staged posed shot where you're both strangling each other.
Or where like your hands are just not touching. You're sitting on the same couch and you kind of have your hands next to each other, but they're not touching, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just saw a great film, Boyhood. And
that's the one with, that's like over 13 years.
Shot over, 12 or 13 years. Oh, and amazing, brilliant film. Probably my favorite film of the year so far. And what I love about that film is it captures that. It captures the essence of change, right? Like we all change so much over the course of our lives. And it's all about that. It's about acknowledging the positive things. And it's also about acknowledging the difficult things, right? When we don't acknowledge the difficult things we go through, I think we actually kind of, we do ourselves a disservice, basically. So I'm all for acknowledging those things. And like I said, trying to celebrate them in whatever way that you can.
I was interested in seeing that movie, but it has Ethan Hawke in it. And I don't like his face.
Oh.
His face just bothers me. He looks like a weasel man.
Okay. His face doesn't bother me, so I was okay with it. But.
And also it would be nice to show like a divorce party, you know, where the couple that's breaking apart gets together, has all their family and friends around, so that everybody knows who they don't have to associate.
Oh, yeah, like they split up the friends and stuff.
Yeah.
They have like a draft.
Like an anti-wedding.
Yeah, yeah. You've got the splitting of assets ceremony, and yeah, there's lots of stuff you could do.
Would you like put all the names in a hat, and then you have to like draw the names out of a hat, and those are the friends you get to keep?
That would be pretty funny.
And you get to show to your friends, hey, you're not together anymore, but you're also, you know, not assholes about it.
Yeah, to be honest, like, all of this stuff, like, this is all that stuff that, because I haven't actually gotten to do divorce photography yet, I'm kind of living out my fantasy a little bit through this film, right? I'm, like, writing in all these things of, like, what would a divorce party be like, and what would it be like to shoot a divorce ceremony, and all that stuff, so it's all in there.
So you make the film to kind of live it out and present it. It's like a presentation. You're trying to pitch the idea of something through a film.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, so far we've kind of been talking about the themes of the film, but yeah, like, you know, it's presenting this idea and answering that what if question, you know, what if we hired divorce photographers? I mean, it's obviously, it's a comedy, so it's going to be heightened and there's going to be, you know, silly moments and things like that are over the top. But it's all coming from that fantasy of like, what would this actually be like? What would this experience be like?
Kind of like a happy funeral.
Yeah, exactly.
I always get creeped out when people post selfies with the open casket corpse on social media. I see that more and more, and it creeps me out every time I see it. It's very unusual. It shows up on Facebook every now, like, really? Somebody takes a selfie with their dead grandma or something. And it's like, no, don't post that ever. I don't like it. That's a trend that we don't need to make a movie.
Let's put a stop to that quickly.
So you're all for divorce photography, but not for photography.
Right? Not funeral selfies. Not
funeral selfies. Yeah, that's a bit weird.
tinyurl.com/divorcepics. Cool. So certainly go check that out. Is there like a Twitter handle or something that people can...
Yeah, divorce photog. So just the word divorce and then photog, because I'm not allowed divorce photographer on Twitter. It was too many characters. and then we're on Facebook, so facebook.com/divorcephotographer. And also if you just go on our website, divorcephotographermovie.com, that'll take you right to the Kickstarter right now.
And the Kickstarter ends on August 20th?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So certainly check it out before then.
Yeah, and we have lots of other really great rewards too, other than the actual divorce photography, although, like I said, I really would love someone to hire me as a divorce photographer. we have other great rewards. We can do fake engagement photos. So if you just want to get together with your friend or your dog or someone you like and pretend to be a couple... well, that's like a smaller shoot, like a 2-hour shoot, and then your photo could end up in the movie if you want. And then we also have, you know, we've got some pretty awesome t-shirts, you know, some other swag on there. So we have everything from, you know, $1 to up to the top $1,500 reward. So there's lots of great stuff on there to check out.
So donate.
Right. Yes, please. And please be involved, because I, you know, this really is this. I've made several films over the past few years, but this project, like I said, is the one that's kind of stuck the most. And it's the one that's also gotten the best audience response so far. And it's also a feature film that I'm developing. So the short film is going to be shot this September, which is the main thing we're raising funds for. But the feature film, I'm currently just in the rewrite process, and I'm hoping to shoot that, you know, in the next couple of years. It's as soon as I can get the financing in place. So, yeah, so it's all part of the same thing, and it's all gotten really positive responses so far. So I really, really love it if people can be a part of it.
But how do you feel about a movie with a giant tiger?
You got to make one for us to make one for yourself.
Well,
it's a giant tiger just terrorizing a city.
New York.
I'm tired of New York. No, it needs to be something like Toronto. Chicago or
yeah. How about Toronto? Toronto's never gotten destroyed in the movies.
That's right. We'll destroy Toronto with a giant tiger.
I'm all for. Actually, I'm a huge fan of really over the top B movies. So this concept sounds pretty awesome to me.
If you like Sharknado, Concrete Jungle is your cup of tea.
Jungle, great name. See, you got to remember that movie with the little Indian kid in the boat with the that was one Indian kid in a boat with a tiger, and people were enthralled. Just imagine a giant tiger, like around a whole bunch of people
in the middle of Toronto.
You guys, you have to see it the Canadian way. It's Toronto.
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 In the middle of Toronto.
There you go. You got it. Nobody pronounces the second T. Nobody pronounces the second T.
It just kind of trails off. It's just kind
of. Yeah, make a note of it, please. It does trail off. Toronto. We're lazy. Yeah.
Well, I'm super excited to see this. I can't wait till the finished product is out.
Cool. Thank you very much. I'm excited to get it out there.
Thank you, Christine, for doing this. And,
no problem.
And hopefully some of the jackals that listen to us will contribute.
Please. We need jackals. We need as many jackals as we can get our hands on. We love you.
Cool.
Thanks so much, guys.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Christine. If she wants to take